So now we're going to try to finish up Simin Kuf test today, or whatever we can say. Whose phone is this? You're getting a call. Is this Jed?
That's me.
Should I decline?
Yeah, you can decline it.
Okay. The call has been declined. Let's see. Okay. All right. Gershon Duff thinks that's funny. Okay. Unless that's just the still picture of him. Okay. So the Gemara had said that Amar Rabban B'Taim of Amar Rabban B'Shishim, that sometimes things are no sin tam and therefore create an isser, do not become batal, and sometimes you need shishim and not tam. And the Gemara explains the difference between min b'mino requires shishim, but the real question is, so when does chad betray batal ever apply? Meaning if it's either b'taima or it's b'shishim, so what exactly is the rule of chad betray batal? When do we say that something is going to be batal baruch? So this is a fundamental machlokas in the Rishonim. The Rambam and the Ravid hold that on a daraisa level, chad betray batal. Midrabanan, you require shishim. Right? Meaning, midrabanan, everything requires shishim. Min, bimino, yavesh, biyavesh, everything is always going to require shishim. Meaning, we're used to thinking that, look, I know that min b'she'enu mino lach b'lach, because we paskin tam kikers daraisa, that's b'taima. Min b'mino lach b'lach is a machlokas, whether it's not batal at all, or it's batal b'rov on a daraisa level, and we paskin batal b'rov mi daraisa, and you need shishim midrabanan. But what about Yavesh B'Yavesh? So the Rambam, the Rambam old, yeah, Yavesh B'Yavesh also. Midoraisa Batal Barov, Midrabana, and you require Shishim. However, the Rush disagrees. And the Rush says, no, Yavesh B'Yavesh has different rules than Lach B'Lach. When Yavesh B'Yavesh, it's Chad B'Trei Batal, even on a Derabanan level. Meaning we don't require Shishim when you're dealing with three hamburgers and two of them are kosher and one of them is not kosher. That's it. It's Chad B'Trei Batal Lahalacha. You only require Shishim when it's Lach B'Lach. When we say Lach B'Lach, of course, we don't mean liquids necessarily. We mean a transference of tam. That's when that's where Shishim is going to come in. Now, when Yavesh B'Yavesh, it's Chad B'Trei Batal, again, even midrabanan. So the Rush says that shishim is only on account of tam, and therefore even lach balach we should say min b'mino is batel barov. Problem is, if we follow min b'mino batel barov by lach balach, then you'll ultimately come to violate tam kicker also, because people won't necessarily intuit that chilik between min b'mino versus min b'sheino mino. I mean, people aren't necessarily going to realize, they're going to say, a tray fell into my chicken soup, and I called the rabbi, and the rabbi said, oh, do you have rove? And they'll remember, yeah, I said I had rove heter, and therefore it's kosher, and they're not going to realize next time they have the shaila, they're going to say, oh, the rabbi said all you need is rove. They're not going to realize that the first time it was a nevela chicken that went into the chicken soup, so it was min b'mino, whereas now it's a pork chop that went into the chicken soup, so it's min b'sheino mino. So they're not going to realize that, they're not going to make that chilek, and therefore, if you don't require shishim, people are ultimately going to mess up on tam ki'ikr as well. But by yavesh b'yavesh, you don't have any such concern. No one's going to come to violate tam ki'ikr, because there is no transference of tam. Nobody would ever think that a min b'she'eno mino yavesh b'yavesh is mutter, right? Because that's an unusual case to even have. What does that mean, min b'she'eno mino yavesh b'yavesh? Oh, I see three pieces of meat. One of them looks like a pork chop, and two of them look like, prime ribs. So I'm allowed to eat the pork chop. No, min b'she'eno mino, just throw out the pork chop, eat the prime rib. You know, so no one's going to come to think, to mistake min b'mino versus min b'she'eno mino when it comes to yavesh b'yavesh. Now, why does the Rambam disagree? So the Rambam disagrees with the Rush's approach, because he held that Chazal insisted on shishim not because of a gzeira, that lest you come to violate tam ki'ikr. No, the Rambam had that lashon, we've discussed it before, of ne'evad ha'isr ba'otzem mi'uto, that it's like a super rove, that you have something where the isr just becomes a non-entity. When you don't have shishim, there's just too much of the isr to be comfortable that ne'evad ha'isr. And that's why by even more chashuv things, like chatichur l'skabe, by davar sheminyan, by beria, we don't allow for bittul b'shishim. Why? Because you can't say ne'evad ha'isr when the isr is right there, so chashuv. And in this light, there's no reason to distinguish between Yavish V'Yavish and Lach B'Lach, because it's not about Tam, it's not about Gzer Mishum Tam, it's about, can you say that the Yisra has disappeared from the face of this earth? Can you say that it's Nevad V'Otza Mi'uto? So this is the Rambam L'Shita, so in terms of how Bitz L'Shishim in general works. Now this Machlokas Rambam Narash is, again, it's about why we require Shishim by Min B'Mino, which is dependent on how to understand Tam Ki'ikr. Meaning, if you hold Tam Ki'ikr is really a Din Dar Raisa, then it makes sense, like the Rush says. You're going to make a Gzeira Atu that Din Dar Raisa. But if you hold, like the Rambam, that Tam Ki'ikr is not really a Din Dar Raisa, I mean, remember, the Rambam has that unusual limitation, that Achilas Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, that's the only thing that's really going to be Tam Ki'ikr, right, on a Daraisa level. But just having the Tam imbued in the food, that's not really Tam Ki'ikr, so it doesn't make much sense to make such a Gzeira. Ayein Simon Sadiches, if you haven't taken the last Bechina yet, so that's from, look at Yoni's notes in the last Bechina. Okay, now this really revolves around the Pshat in the Gemara and Chulin about the different things that are not Batel. And on each one, the Gemara asks, "V'liftol beruba," right? Why is it that a bari is not part of v'liftol beruba? Why is chetik really discovered v'liftol beruba? So the Gemara answers each one. That's a bari, so it's not batel. That's a chetik really discovered. It's not batel. So according to the Rush, v'liftol beruba is literally asking, why isn't it batel berov? Even though we know we generally require shishim, but by yavish v'yavish, we're asking, there's no requirement for shishim on yavish v'yavish. So v'liftol beruba, let it be batel berov, right, when it comes to yavish v'yavish, because there is no requirement of shishim. But according to the Rambam, that even min b'mino yavish v'yavish is going to require shishim across the board, right? You're going to always require shishim. The question of v'liftol beruba has to be understood differently, meaning v'liftol beruba doesn't really mean v'liftol beruba, because we never say v'liftol beruba. The Rambam and the Raibit understand that everything's always going to be shishim. It's only on a Daraisa level that we say there's such a notion of bitul berov. So v'liftol beruba means let it be batel in a lot, right? Lav dafka rov, but in a lot. How much a lot? Shishim. So that's what you have to, that's how you have to read the Gemara according to the Rambam. How do we paskin? We paskin like the Rush, clearly, right? We paskin that chad betray batel. We paskin that even on a derabbanan level it works, and that's an outgrowth of the fact that we hold tam ki'ikr d'oraisa. We hold like the Rush's understanding of tam ki'ikr, that it's real tam ki'ikr. It's not only this kizayis bechdei achilas pras kind of tam ki'ikr. So the chumrah in the world of tam ki'ikr, to say that Tam Ki'ikr is Daraisa, comes out of Kula over here. Since it's all connected, right? Since it's all connected, because Tam Ki'ikr is Daraisa, that's why there's going to be a Gzeira of Min B'mino Atu Min B'she'eno Mino. But, and that therefore leads you to say that when it comes to Yavish B'Yavish, where there's no room for a Gzeira, I can keep the Din Daraisa of Bitul Barov. So it comes out of Kula that I can keep. But if you held like the Rambam, that Tam Ki'ikr is not Daraisa, so where do we come to Shishim from? Otsa Miyuto! It has to be batel, but Otsa Miyuto. Well, that applies equally to Yavish B'Yavish, so it will come out of Chumrah in the world of Bittel of Yavish B'Yavish. So it works out that that the Rush, who is Machmir in the world of Tam Ki'ikr, it will turn out that he's Mekil in Bittel Barov. So we assume that there is Tam Ki'ikr Daraisa, and therefore Chad betray Chad betray batel. And even Rabbi Yehuda, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that min b'mino lach b'lach is aser b'mashuhu, that it's not batel at all, right? It doesn't become batel min b'mino because there's no conflict, right? We'll say that yavish b'yavish is batel b'rov. Now we paskin that yavish b'yavish is batel b'rov, and even Rabbi Yehuda, we don't paskin like that's batel b'rov also. Okay, so that's a fundamental just background to this idea of bitul barov. Is bitul barov a concept lahalacha, or is it only a concept on a daraisa level? So we paskin it's a concept lahalacha as well. And therefore, three pieces of meat, two of them are kosher, one of them is not kosher, you do not know which one is which, batel. So now you're good. Now you can eat what? What can you eat? You can eat all three, you can eat one, you can eat two at a time, three at a time. What exactly? So that's where we are now. Before we get there, questions? Were there questions? Are there no questions? Yeah.
So shouldn't that be also according to the Rosh? Meaning, because there you actually have the same time. It's not Yavish B'Yavish.
No, we're saying it's also mashuhu even, because it's a beria, meaning it's more than shishin.
Meaning, but the implication of it, that we weren't dealing with tzibar iskavir or beria, but we're dealing with the same case, that there would be bit of the road, but we're dealing with...
Oh, wait, was it talking about...
Isn't Yerak Shem's
Vashal? Yeah, it's Yerak Shem's Vashal. Yeah, so I guess it's working with that construct, though, that there could be such a concept of bittul barov. Elamai, if you hold Tam Kiyakar, so then it's not going to be batal anyway. Or if Min Bimino is going to be batal barov. So Min Bimino being batal barov is the same as Yavish B'Yavish being batal barov.
Doesn't it read a lot smoother for the Rambam then? Anyway,
not really, because the words bittul baruba, you know, don't really... No, min b'mino would be batal barov on the daraisa level, right? It's only shishim midrabanan.
So that means that.
But that would mean that when it's yavesh b'yavesh, it's even midrabanan would be good enough with rov. I mean, by saying that there is such a principle of bittul barov when it's lach b'lach, that means that by definition, by yavesh b'yavesh, it will be lahalacha.
So, but at the end of the day, even the brush isn't reading that gemara literally as saying that there is a din.
L'chora, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yoni?
Those cases are also like
the
gear.
The
gear isn't
losing
time.
Yeah, but it's steaks that are being cooked together?
Yes.
So the on the daraisa level is batal barov.
The masichos are still yavish to yavish, even if you put them together.
We would still say you eat shishim because of the initial.
Meaning the idea that you could eat each chaticha is yavish to yavish. Okay, all right. Now, what about eating all three at the same time, or eating all three by the same person? So, what does it mean that it's mutter? So the rush holds you can make a triple decker sandwich and eat all of them. Just pile three pieces of meat and eat them all in the same sandwich. But the Ashulchan and the Biurim in Dibra Maskel Chaticha is Mesupik in the opposite case. Let's say you have one Chaticha Shel Heter and it's mixed with two Chaticha Shel Nevela. Does the Heter turn into Isser through Bittul Barov? So if those three pieces fall into a Kedera Shel Heter, do you need Shishim neged all three of them or only Shishim against the two of them? Meaning if you're going to say that Bittul Barov, that the Isser is Nepach Leheter, to the extent that you're allowed to eat all three at the same time, that's Mamish saying Isser Nepach Leheter, that's the Rosh Hashita. We just say it in the opposite direction as well, that Heter is Nepach Leisser. What's the story to be mechalek? Is because maybe Bittul could take away a halachic chalos, like the Shem Isser, but cannot create a new chalos Shem Isser. So maybe Bittul could say, that which was Usser is now Nepach leheter, but it's not going to take that which was Heter and make it Nepach leisser. So that's the Shitas HaRosh, that you could take all three, eat them all together. Okay, Badei Shulchan has an interesting suffix, but that's the basic Shitas HaRosh. The Rashba holds, no, you can't eat all three together. But one person can eat all three of them, b'zeh achar zeh. And that's the first day in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph over here. Shulchan Aruch writes, U'mutu lo'achlo an adam echad, kol achas b'fnei atzma, aval lo yochol shloshem yachad. But don't eat them all together. So the Shach and Sivkot and Zayin quotes from the Rashba that the Svara is, d'kisha ochal ha'echad, ani omer zeh shel heter. Each time you eat one, you could say, yeah, this is the mutter one that I'm eating. And you could keep on saying that about each one of them. And even on the last one, you could say, okay, whatever I ate already, but this is the heter one. So I may have violated an aver before, but this is the heter one. So then you can't eat them all together. So the implication is that as long as there's some way to say, is there some way to justify that what you're doing right now is not consuming Isser, then you're allowed to eat the food. The Shach points out that would mean that you could even eat two of them at a time. You could put two of them in a sandwich, because when you eat two of them at a time, you say it could be that both of these are heter. It's possible that both of them are heter. The only thing you can't do is eat all three. So this is Rashba l'shitaso, because the Rashba holds that it's only Nisid Rabbanan not to eat all three, because then it's obvious that you're consuming Isser. However, the Gra holds that, no, Me'ikra Din, you can't eat all three. Because we can't say, Azlinan Basaruba, So Rav Soloveitchik points out that he would also say that it's asr to eat two of them at one time. Meaning, according to the Gra, it would be asr to eat two of them at one time, because by consuming rov chatichos, you're no longer able to say aslin basaruba. Meaning, what's the lumdus over here of why it is that you're allowed to have them ze achar ze? So one possibility is each one you could say aslin basaruba. So the majority percentages right now are that I am not violating an issa right now. Right? If that's the case, you can't have two. If you have two, then the chances are you are violating an issa right now. If you have one, then chances are you're not violating an issa right now. But if you say that the vart is, that no, the reason I'm allowed to have them zeh achar zeh is I just need to be able to say that it's possible that this is the kosher one. Because really, mikra din, they're all batel, and I should really be allowed to have all three of them anyway. It just looks bad. So you have to just be able to say that it's possible that this is the kosher one. So then you understand why the Shach says you're allowed to have two. You're allowed to have two at a time. The Pritawar in Sifkat and Gimel explicitly says that you can only eat one at a time, not two at a time. And again, it's l'chor etali on this issue. Is it a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan that you're not allowed to put all three in the same sandwich? If it's a din d'oraisa that you're not allowed to put all three in the same sandwich, it means that you have to follow a rov each time. But if it's a din d'rabbanan that you're not allowed to put all three in the same sandwich, mid'oraisa, it's already batel, it's just a din mid'rabbanan. It's not about following rov, it's just about not looking bad. So that's the chora what it's taluy on. Tosfos says that a third shita, that the same person can't eat all three, even b'zeh achazeh, meaning a little more machmir, that yes, all three may be eaten, but not by the same person. That every person has to be able to put his head on his pillow at night and say, I didn't violate an issur, I didn't put any machalos asurus in my mouth today. And the only way you can do that is if you didn't eat all three. And that's the second shita brought in Shulchan Aruch over here. V'yesh misha oser li'achlam adam echad afilu ze'achar ze'. Very mistaver, because if the same guy eats the third piece, you can say definitively that he's eating an issur. Now, we know there's a concept of issur l'mafreya. If a person, Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chavches says, a person takes a shavua shalo ochel kikar zu im ochel zu. I take a shavua that I won't eat this kikar if I eat that kikar. Afilu achle li isure v'hadra achle l'tanai. So he violates an isur, even if he eats the isur and then eats the tanai. So why? Because it's an isur l'mafreya. Even though at the time that you ate the isur, the tanai was not yet fulfilled to kickstart the isur, right? To make the isur operative. But l'mafreya, it turns out that you did an isur. So it's possible that there's such a thing as an isur l'mafreya. So you understand, the Tosfos is going to say, right now, no, I'm following a rov, I'm allowed to eat this. Right now, I'm following a rov, I'm allowed to eat this. Right now, I'm following a rov, I'm allowed to eat this. But guess what? Now you don't have a rov, now you have a vadai that you ate in Isser. L'mafreya. So that's going to be the svar for Tosfos. Gemara Nedarim tells us that, Kona me'inai b'shina hayom imishan l'machar. If I sleep today, then tomorrow, I'm taking a neder not to sleep today, if I sleep tomorrow. So let's say I sleep today. The Gemara says, and then I sleep tomorrow, so it's an issur l'mafreya. I violated the neder l'mafreya, right? There is such a concept. Which begs the question, again, the svara for the Rashba, meaning the two extremes are much simpler over here, right? To say that you're allowed to eat all three, that's clear what the Rosh holds. The Rosh holds issur nebach l'heter. Bittul barov actually changes it into heter. To say that one person can't eat all three is, you have to be honest about it. You can't eat the issur. But if I'm not allowed to eat the triple-decker sandwich, so I'm not holding Yisr Nebach L'Hatter. So again, that's what we had. Two ways to understand the Rashba. That's why the Rashba is somewhere in between. Two ways to understand. Either that on a Daraisa level, it really is Yisr Nebach L'Hatter. We just, it doesn't look nice. So we tell you to do it at different times, where each time you can honestly say, I don't know that I'm violating this. Or the Rashba holds that it's a Din D'Oraisa, that you're not allowed to eat all three because it's about following the rov. Rav Soloveitchik writes, he explains, Af HaRashba Moda, Rabbi Koenigsberg writes, explaining Rav Soloveitchik's, whatever, you get the idea, Af HaRashba Moda, Shnemer Din Bittel Gam B'Tarovis Yavish B'Yavish Kedas HaRash, that the Rashba also holds that it's an epiclatum. Mashel, Dosal, the Mechel, Lechel, Kol Shosem Yachad, Hainim Shem Desfile, the Lochal Din Bittel, El Hechel de Shaykh, Lahatir, Osamaisa Achila, Midin Azlin Basaruba. He says a little bit of a fancier than this. That that he agrees with the Rosh that there could be bittul, but bittul can only work when it's shaykh to say azlina basaruba. But whenever you can't apply azlina basaruba, the bittul's not going to kick in. Aval heichot lo shaykh lomar azlina basaruba, but also meisa achila. In this meisa achila, I can't say that I'm following the rov. I put them all in triple decker sandwich. Shuv lesa af l'din bittul. You're not going to have a din bittul either. Lufisa lo kashamidi al devar rashba. The kol shachal gimel achatichos bezeh achazeh harei chal din bittul. Whenever you're eating one after the other, azlin basaruba on each one, and therefore there's a din bittul. V'nepachis or liyos hater. And once there's a din bittul, the yisra actually becomes hater. And that's why you're allowed to have all three. So you're not going to say that you ate Isra of the Mafreya because you didn't, because it was Isra Nepach Le'atir. So that's Rav Soloveitchik's lumdus. So again, the two extreme shitas is much, much easier. Right? Say, no way. You can't do. Rove is just statistics. Right? So to say that you're following the Rove, that's if you eat one of them. You could say you're following the Rove. But you know statistically, Bivadai, that you ate the Isra if you eat all three of them, whether it's Zach or Zach, whether it's at one time. So that shita is easy to understand, right? The shita of the Rosh also easy to understand. It's bittul. Bittul means that everything is changed. It's totally heter. The Rashba is the difficult one. Manavshach, if there is bittul, good, let me eat them all together. And if there's no bittul, then I should not be allowed to eat them zeh achar zeh either. So that's Rav Soloveitchik says, he holds there is bittul, but what triggers the bittul is azlina basaruba. And if you're doing a maisa that from an azlina basaruba perspective is not going to work, then the bittul is not going to be chal.
Isn't it supposed to be that one person can eat two of them? Could you eat a third person, the second person eat the third one, in which case statistically it's still difficult, no?
It's still difficult because you're not really following a rov. You're saying with each one. Meaning, it sounds more like if you hold that's the machlokas in the poskim, right? If you hold that one person is allowed to eat two of them, so then it's challenging because then it sounds more like you just need to be able to say that I don't know for sure that I ate the issa.
So the opposite extreme is saying you only have one of these, and you mean three people eating two of these.
Yeah,
that would be
the
extreme.
That would be. Does he say explicitly two? I don't remember. Yeah, anyone know? Say explicitly too? Got to take a look. Because the Achronim debate that exact point. Now, the Taz explains that this entire discussion about eating them all together is only a Chumra Mitrabanan. Min HaTorah, you can certainly eat all three together, like the Rosh, Isra Nepach Lios Hater. And that's what a lot of the Achronim say, that when the Rosh was arguing, he's really arguing only on a Drabanan level, like we said before. But again, the Rav Soloveitchik has a fancier explanation. Okay. There is another shita. And that is the Tosas Ridim Bab Basu Daf Lamed Aleph. Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. And Shure Rav, he quotes this also. Tosas Ridim, again, it's not a chulin, not an avodah zarah. Tosas Ridim Bab Basu Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. He disagrees. He says that if you eat all three pieces, you violate an Isidor Raisa. Isidor Raisa. Yechayiv Chatas. The Rosh holds lechatchila. You're allowed to eat all three pieces. The Rashba says, I don't like it so much. You know, shouldn't do that. The Tosfos says, this is our raisa, chayiv chatos. Why? What's his raya from? So it's based on the Gemara in Bab Basra. Shtei kitei edim ha-machishim ze'azeh. There's a machlokas whether you can accept the edim for another din Torah. Right? So we know one of these groups are liars. So we throw them all out of court. We don't assume that we know which one is liars. It's not Edim Zom, it's Edim Sachasha. So the Machlokas in the Gemara over there, can you accept the Edim for another Din Torah? So Rav Huna says they're Safik Pasul. And when you have a Safik Pasul, Jewish people have a Cheskas Kashrus. And with a Cheskas Kashrus, they're fine. It was only a Safik Pasul. You don't know that they're Pasul. And Rav Chista says, Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lamali. Why? There's a 50% chance that these guys are puzzled. That's why I'm going to paskin a din Torah based on Saadi Shakri. What about their cheskas kashrus? So some rishonim say, no, a chumra midrabanan. Of course, there's a cheskas kashrus. Of course, they're really kosher edim. You know, if you use them for a kiddushin, you would need a get. A chumra midrabanan to say that we're not going to accept them. Whereas other rishonim say, no, it's a din daraisa. there's a problem with this chazaka in some level or another with the chazkas kasha. So now, even if it's a din d'oraisa, how would you learn? They're pasul b'toras vaday, or they're pasul b'toras safek? So something should say pasul b'toras vaday, meaning to be an aid, you have to be known as an ish ne'eman. So as long as there's a leidas hasafik about your integrity, so then you're pasul b'toras vaday, because it's fundamental to a shem aid as being a person of impeccable integrity. So if you have safek integrity, that's vaday, not an aid. What happens though? We pass on like Rav Huna that zuba b'fnei atzmo mida v'zuba b'fnei atzmo mida. We pass on anyway that each one can come. We don't say badi sadi shark b'damali. We say we're going to follow the chazaka zuba b'fnei atzmo mida v'zuba b'fnei atzmo mida. What happens though if it's not the same kat? You take one from each pair. One aid, Reuven and Shimon were soser, were makhish, Levi and Shimon. I mean, Levi and Yehuda. And now you take Levi and Shimon and Levi, and you put them together. So it's Reuven and Shimon versus Levi and Yehuda. And now you put Shimon and Levi together to come for another set of testimony. So Zubab b'fnei atzmo mida v'zubab b'fnei atzmo mida. But if one witness from each set joined together, so the Rashbam writes, that's tarti tisasri, because one of them is for sure a liar, right? The reason it's tarti tisasri is because then you know for sure one of them is a liar. So in that Gemara, the Tosrit says, just like you can't mix these two edim, you also can't mix three pieces of meat together, even though the Yisr is batel b'rov. Meaning he makes this connection, this mashal. And same thing with edus. You know for sure that you're doing something wrong, and therefore on a daraisa level it's no good. So the Rush probably understands that with edus, by combining the two witnesses, it's no longer a safek. It's a vadai. The entire klal of chazaka is to address a safek. So I need a chazaka that addresses a safek. When I have a vadai, chazaka is inoperative. It's irrelevant. Chazaka only comes up when I'm not sure. But Bittul Barov is not a din in Suffolk. So the Rush would say Bittul Barov is going to happen anyway. When it comes to the Chatichos, Bittul Barov is going to be Chal. The Tesrid learned that Bittul Barov is about Sveikus, and the reason you can eat the meat is that odds are whichever piece you're eating is the kosher one. Whereas the Rush learns that it's an Isser Nefach Lios Heter. It's not about Sveikus, which certainly doesn't apply to Eidos. So again, it's fundamental to how Bittul Barov works. When I say it's batel b'rov, why am I allowed to eat it? Am I allowed to eat it because odds are I'm okay? I'm relying on a suffix and I'm relying on a rov because it's makom suffix. And you say, no, b'toras vaday, it's an epech leheter, it's all good. So the basic chakir is whether batel b'rov actually turns the yisr into heter, that's the Rosh, and perhaps even the Rashba on a daraisa level. Or can you eat the food since the odds are that you're not consuming the food, that's a tosrid, or also perhaps what the Rashba meant. Right, you know, the Rosh wouldn't go in both directions. So if I cook all three pieces together, what's that?
What would the
Rosh
do with
that? Lemaisa? Right. I mean, Lemaisa, the Rosh says that we have to be machmir, no? The rove is a gzeres hakasuv.
So according to him, the rove paskin that the gzeres hakasuv, even if it doesn't necessarily make sense, but we can always rely on the fact that there's a rove and therefore we're not going to.
Again, two ways to learn the Rashba. One way to learn the Rashba is that the Rashba fundamentally agrees to the Rash, that it becomes batel, that it's nepach. Yeah.
So in that world, you would just say like the
Russian
defense, meaning how the
Russian. Yeah, Lechara, yeah, I think so. Now, what if you cook all the three pieces together? So then it would depend on what you hold about Bittul Barov. Meaning, if you hold that one person can eat all three, so it might not mean if you cook it all together. Once it's mutter. I cook three pieces of heter together, so it's perfectly fine. But according to other Rishonim, say not to eat all three together, so it would be a problem if you cook them together. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis says that if they're ever cooked together and blios transfer, then you need shishim. The Ramah comments, "V'yesh omrim dimnoda hatarovus kodem shenasbash l'biachad hakol shari deim chazvin asar meach shenasbash l'yavesh." Then the Ramah says, "What are you talking about? If there's the yedias hatarovus before you cook them, there's bittel. And if you hold like the Rush's model of bittel, so it's disrenepach lehater." There is a sort of a fourth approach over here in terms of what to do. Right, in terms of what to do, what do we have? The Rosh said, eat all three together in one sandwich. The Rashba said, eat all three, but ze'achase. And Tulsa said, all three may be eaten, but not by the same person. Then there's the Ramah, based on Rishon, based on Mordechai, where the Ramah says, not only can all three not be eaten by the same person, you got to throw one out. V'yeshmechmirin, he says, lahashlich echad olitin la'akum ve'inu ela chumra bialma. But he says it's a chumra bialma. But yeshmechmirin, there are those that are machmir for this chumra bialma to take one of them and throw it out, and then just assume that the one that was thrown out, that's the issur. It is a fascinating question in halacha, in general. When you know that there's a problem, and then something was destroyed, can you assume it was the problematic one that was destroyed? Or can you be told? There's sugyas in Pesachim, for those who are doing the daf, right? That there was a bias that was baduk and a bias that was eno baduk, and there are shtei tziborin, there are two piles, one of chametz, one of matzah, and achbar brings one pile into one house, the other pile into the other house. You don't know, did he bring the chametz into the chametz? Yeah, tolden. You can assume the chametz went into the clean house and went into the non-clean house, the house that's full of chametz, the eno baduk house, and the matzah went into the baduk house. You know, this is nogea. If a bug falls into the soup, and you're looking, and you found it, and you pull it out, did you recognize that it's the same bug? Like, did he have like a particular look on his face that you can identify that's the same guy? If one bug fell in, maybe it was another bug that fell in. Like, how much of an assumption can you make that, you know, that's probably the... there's been a Sefer Torah in your shul with the gartel around the outside for years. And someone finally says, you know what, let's take a look at it. Let's fix it up. But we forgot what the problem was. So you look and you look and you look, you find the problem. And you fix it. Can you assume the Sefer Torah is kosher? This is a broad topic. But to what extent can you be told this? So that's the chumrah that the Mordechai says. Since over here, Meikra didn't really, they're all mutter anyway, because there is a principle called bittul barov, so it's a little bit different than all this case I just mentioned. So even as a chumrah, you can be told it. Just throw one piece out, you can be told it. It's based on a Rashi, right? Yeah, Rashi in Avodah Zarah Ein Dalet. So the problem is that it seems like it's against the Mishnayos, because the Mishnah speaks about a tarovus of Truma and Chulin, where you require Me'ah on a Drabbanan level, even though Minatora really Chad Bitrei Batel. Minatora, you would say it's Chad Bitrei Batel. You shouldn't need a 100. Why do you need 100? Right. So we've discussed that before, right? That just like Trumas Meiser is 1/100th, so too the Isser of Taruvah's Trumah is 1/100th. Kashem Shatero, Kach Isura. Just like when you take Trumas Meiser, it's 1/100th of the total. Okay. When it comes to Arla Kilei Akerim, you need 200. Kashem Shakafal Bisura, Kach Kafal Beatero. Arla and Kilei Akerim are twice as Aser as Trumah, because Trumah is only Aser Bachila. Arla and Kilei Akerim are Aser Bachila and Ba'ana. Is that really twice as Aser? It's a different issue. What do you mean? It's not a quantitative thing. Okay, Rimazin. These are all rules midrabanan. None of that makes sense on the daraisa level, obviously. But the Mishnah says that with truma that's batal b'meya, you still have to take a piece and give it to the kohen so that he doesn't get cheated out of the truma that he was expecting. On the other hand, the tarovus with orla, you don't have to take anything out. It seems to get directly against Rashi. Meaning, why is it by the truma you have to take something out? Because you're also not allowed to steal from a kohen. So you want to make sure he gets what's magiel of. But it's not a din in the bittel. So how come over here it's a din in the bittel? So it could be that even if you hold like the Tos Rid, that Tarovus Yavish B'Yavish works with playing the odds, you would agree that lach b'lach is different. That by lach b'lach, the isser is mamish nepach leheter, because it all fuses into one unit. So when the Mishnah contrasts a tarovus of truma with a tarovus of arla and kilei kerem, it's saying that when there's a tarovus of lach b'lach, we're throwing out, it's not going to help your odds at all. You would still take out truma because of a hefsin mamish l'kohen. But arla and kilei kerem, there's no point in taking anything out. It's all fused together anyway. So that's another, you know, way that tarovus of lach b'lach is slightly different. So now, to fulfill this chumra of the Rama, let's get to the practical over here. How does this play out in halacha? There is a place in Pennsylvania called Empire Chicken. So at Empire Chicken, they shecht about, I forgot the number, something like 120,000 chickens a day. Something crazy. Some like crazy number. Maybe that's an exaggeration. I don't know. You Google it. Some crazy number of chickens. I visited when I was in Smicha. We learned Shechita for like 3 months. So we, at the end of learning Shechita, my chavrusa has a cousin who owns David Elliott Poultry in Scranton, Pennsylvania. So we took a morning, we cut morning Seder, and we drove to Scranton, Pennsylvania, and we spent the day at David Elliott, you know, watching the whole process. And we learned more in that one day than we learned in 3 months combined of learning about Shechita. So in David Elliott, they have one shochet working for 4 hours, and they shecht 4,000 chickens. So in Empire, it's more than one shochet, and they're shechting a lot more than 4,000 chickens. Right? So it's a lot of chickens. So what happens? A shochet shechting, one after the other, they have a guy that pulls each chicken, holds the neck, and the guy just, you know, done. I mean, it's mamish a second to do each one. It's unbelievable. And then, every once in a while, the shochet checks his knife, right, to make sure there's no pegima in the knife. What happens if he finds a pegima in the knife? So now he's got nevelas running, because as soon as he shechts, it's okay. So they turn the chicken upside down to drain some of the blood. They have a bucket that catches the blood, because they need that for kisei adam, right? And then they take it by its feet, they put it on the conveyor belt, and it starts going around. And it's going to go and get defeathered in a few minutes. It goes through a machine that rattles it around and takes off 90% of the feathers, and then it goes through another thing that'll take off the other 10% of the feathers. You find the beginning of the knife, shut down the whole plant. What are you going to do? So you say, it's Bottle Bro anyway. So it happens to be by David Elliott, they don't even rely on Bittel. They have an unbelievable system. Because the funnel that they stick the chickens in upside down right after Shechita for the blood to drain, and it funnels down into this bucket, there are 16 slots, if I recall correctly, for chickens to be put in. Like 16 like round things where you stick the chicken in. So 16 different slots. And every 15 chickens or so, he checks his knife. And that way, if he finds a pegima in the knife, they'll take all 16 of them and check them. Right? You don't have to stop the whole conveyor belt. Everything that's on the conveyor belt was covered by the last time he checked his knife, because he checks every 15. But what if there are 4 shochtim working, and you know, my stuff is mixing with his stuff, is mixing with his stuff, and it's all, and they're not just all in that thing. So by Empire, they have such a system that if they find the pegima, one of the shochtim's knives, because again, there are several working simultaneously, they'll throw out as many as that shochet has shechted since his last check before the chicken gets to the defeathering machine. Once it gets to the defeathering machine, it's too late. Why? Once it gets defeathered, it's too late. Because then it's chatichuri l'skabed. And it's not going to become batel. So the whole idea to even be mekayim the chumra the Ramah is a chumra, right? But they want to be mekayim it. So they'll throw out however many could have been usher. They don't know which ones are the ones that this shochet shechted. But if he's shechted 15 chickens since the last time he checked his knife, so you take out 15 chickens and you make sure that they check their knives often enough, that anything that he's shechted since the last time he checked his knife should not have been defeathered yet. That's their system. But once it's defeathered, chatich l'ruy l'skavi. So just to chazer that, right? We have machlok and some kavalos of gimel, whether a tarnagolas benotzasa is chatich l'ruy l'skavi. So the Rashba and the Mechaber say that as long as it's not cooked, it's not a chatich l'ruy l'skavi. The Rush says, afilu tarna golus benotzasa is a chaticha reilis gabi because it's reilis sakna lagishu b'vnei orchim. You could always defeather it yourself. But the Ramaz machria that we're machmir on raw chicken that it is a chaticha reilis gabi, but we're makel when it still has feathers in it because the mechuseres maisa gadol. Because to take the feathers off of a chicken is a maisa gadol. That's already a big deal to take feathers off of a chicken. So that's enough to make it not really the skabed. So I saw in the Nispachim to the Megillah Sefer Simon Aleph, at the end of the Sefer, I wanted to see what he did with Simon Kuf Yud. So I was turning after Simon Kuf Tes and it stops. He doesn't do Simon Kuf Yud. Maybe he has another Sefer on Simon Kuf Yud. But I saw that there are like additions at the end of the Sefer. So in Simon Aleph over there, he discusses Bizmanenu Shemarita Sanotzos Nasas Alide Mechona Veinza Maisa Godel Kolkach Ulaitz Arach Lahachmir Vladin Din Chatichri Leskabit Gamal Atarin Golos Minotzasa. He says, you know, why did the Ramah say that it's not a Chatichri Leskabit as long as it has feathers on it? Because it's such a big deal to take off the feathers. He said, no, it happens by itself. The machine does it. It's not such a big deal anymore. So maybe now it should still be a Chatichri Leskabit even with the feathers. Okay, we don't assume that way. Now, since Empire produces so much chicken, so there's a significant amount that they're not going to be able to sell as kosher anyway. Meaning much of their kosher chicken will get sold as treif under a different brand. Because the kosher market only needs so much chicken. For a kosher chicken, you could charge $8. For a treif of chicken, you can only charge $2. So they'll sell a lot of the kosher chickens, whatever they have extra, whatever they don't need, they'll sell that as treif. And all the treifa chickens will sell as treif. Meaning, obviously, in that you're doing thousands of chickens, some of them are going to be treifas. Some of them are going to be nevelas. You know, you're going to mess up the shechita on some of them. So that will automatically, that's nizdam nilo. You're not allowed to do schoro with macholos asuros. But if it's nizdam nilo, if it just happens that you weren't looking to do schoro, but you just ended up with a nevela, so you are allowed to sell it. So they'll sell it under a different brand. That's why, you should never have this happen to you, but if you ever went to the, you know, ShopRite and bought a tray for chicken, you might find an Empire plumber in the tray for chicken. In which case, you're in luck, right? Then you found the kosher chicken. Right? They'll sometimes have a kosher chicken that's sold with the... But again, since they do some of this, so there's a lot that's going to be sold as tray anyway. So there's a lot that's going to be thrown out anyway. So that's what some of the places will do. Some of the Ashkachas allow... The whole Ramah is only a chumrah to begin with. So instead of every time the shochet finds a pekima in his knife to throw out the number of chickens he's shechted since that time, you know, of the 15 he's shechted since his last check, 14 of them are good. Right? Why would I, of the 15 rather than I'm going to throw out, it could be that 14 of them are good. So why would I throw out 15 good chickens? I'm going to throw out so many chickens anyway. There are so many other chickens that I'm going to sell as treifas. So let those cover this. Instead of reacting every time he finds a pekima in his knife. The only reaction should be, get a different knife. And, you know, continue the shechita. So that's how some of the places operate. That they'll rely on what they're going to throw out. Because the FDA is going to throw out treifas, you know, whatever. Again, by David Elliott, they avoided any sveikos even. But as far as the Ikra Hadin is concerned, you just have to make sure one person doesn't eat all of them. Right? Meaning, Ikra Hadin, that's the only thing that we're machmir about, according to the second day in Shulchan Aruch, is that one person can't eat all of them, which is certainly not a chashash in an industrial setting. You know, they're shechting thousands of chickens. So they're all going to different stores and they're all going to different places and different customers are buying them. So the chumrah, that's not a chashash. You're talking about industrial chicken production. Even the chumrah of the Ramah might not be relevant because it's a makom hefsid and the Ramah's not going to be machmir but makom hefsid. So if you were to tell the Ramah, nah, I'm just throwing out 20 chickens, 15, 20 chickens. Not a big hefsid. The Ramah would say, 15, 20 chickens? That sounds like hefsid to me. So it's a question, right? Is it relative to a facility that's doing thousands and thousands of chickens? Right? The Ramah says explicitly that Malcolm Hafsid, you could be make, he'll eat them all together. There's also a fascinating discussion whether you're allowed to discard the extra piece on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham in Shin Chav Gimel says, in Sivkat Yadal, it says that it's permissible, it's not tikkun mana. That would be the issue. That here I can't have this and I'll let eat it till I throw one out, so it's tikkun mana. So he says, nah, you are allowed to eat it. The whole thing is a chumrah. So it's not tikkun mana. That's quoted by the Mishra Berurah over there in Sivkat Lamed Zayin and the Aruch HaShulchan over here in Kuftas Siv Chavav. I, what about Borer? So it's not Borer. Why is it not Borer? What? It's all good. It's all Ochel. And even if you're throwing one out and you're assuming that the one I'm throwing out is the bad one. You really don't know that the one you're throwing, meaning you're not being you're not choosing one because of its inherent qualities one way or the other. Right? Meaning that they're all exactly the same. You just happen to be throwing one out by the numbers. That's not called borer. Borer is being borer psolus mitocha ochel. Oh, sorry. Which one am I up to? According to the Ramah, doesn't throwing one away get lower your percentage of eating heter and eating isin? Doesn't throwing one away?
Meaning, because you don't know if this one is worse, maybe this is a good one, and now you're actually taking away one of the ones you had there, and you're losing out on a bit of a rope.
Nah, because the tarovus was already noda, so then the bittel was already chal at that time. I just want to mention before we finish the whole idea of a tarovus yavesh v'yavesh min b'she'eno mino is a hard concept to understand. Like, it's the pork chop. That's the one, you know. Like if you have min b'she'eno mino, so the one that's a pork chop is the one that you're not allowed to have, and the one that's from a cow is the one you are allowed to have. So the Shach and Sivkat and Ches raises the possibilities of how to do this, of how it could be. So one possibility is that it's chopped up very tiny. So it could be that when you chop up pork very small and you chop up chicken very small, that they look the same. Or another possibility is that I have three pieces and I know that one is Aser, but I don't remember what the Aser is. So I have meat, I have chicken and lamb, but I don't remember which one of them was treif. I know that one of my pieces of meat was treif, but I don't remember if it was the beef, the chicken, or the lamb. You know, something like that. So you have to come up with some type of hechitimsa. Okay, so that's it for a Simon Kuftas. Bezos Hashem, next week we'll do Chazara, and then we'll go back to Basra Mechala. Very exciting stuff. Back to Basra Mechala. We're going to skip Chal, but yeah.
How is the empire about to sell? They know they're going to have extra, sell those to...
Because they're...